oftentimes it feels as a victim that you're the one who's on trial. And that's why I'm really, really excited about this bill.
Lauren Book is a child abuse survivor who was sexually assaulted by her nanny from the time she was 11 years old to age 16. She says she knows what it's like to have to face your abuser in court, and she doesn't want that for other child abuse victims.
Imagine having to see the person that you once loved, but who also abused you, defecated on you, threw you down a flight of stairs. That's what happened to me. I was scared, and I was betrayed. And so I had to face her in open court.
That's why Book is advocating for a bill sponsored by the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee that would broaden Florida's victimless prosecution law and provide an alternative for victims. Its committee's chair is Republican Representative Matt Gaetz.
The law provides out-of-court statements made by a child victim up to the age of 11 to be admissible as evidence in a child sex abuse case. And our proposed legislation, House Bill 7031, will extend that option to children up to the age of 16 years old.
And it's a proposal backed by the Florida Prosecuting Attorneys Association. Its president, Bill Edens, who's also the state attorney for the First Judicial Circuit, says this would greatly aid prosecutors in cracking down on sexual predators. Edens says for prosecutors, it's hard at times to rely on a child who has difficulty expressing themselves since they're scared to share their personal story in court in front of so many people. He says that's why taped interviews done by a Child Protective Team, or CPT, after the initial reporting of the incident are much more effective.
And they do it in a very relaxed setting. They're very professional. And because we have that tape, I'd like to point out that those tapes basically freeze time. They normally occur shortly after disclosure. They show the age of the child, the physical condition, their demeanor, their emotional condition. That is very much more detailed and given under much better circumstances without being cross-examined, and is very helpful to the jury and very helpful to prosecutors.
And State Attorney for the Second Judicial Circuit, Willie Meggs, agrees. He says in his experience, he's seen that as victims of this type of crime get older, they also don't want to talk about their abuse in front of other people.
It's kind of interesting, a little, and this will almost sound crude, but a very young child will say, well, he touched me on my pee-pee. Mm-hmm. Well, then when they get to be 14 years old, they don't say that. They're embarrassed about it. And so being able to use that tape to describe it in the detail that we actually need for a jury trial is a tremendous tool for us.
The bill also has several other provisions, including if a person has a third conviction of indecently exposing themselves, the penalty would increase from a first-degree misdemeanor to a third-degree felony. It has not yet been taken up in any committees yet. Its first committee stop will be the House Justice Appropriations Subcommittee. Meanwhile, abuse survivor Lauren Book is expected to advocate for the bill during her fourth annual 1,500-mile Walk in My Shoes journey, which starts Tuesday in Key West. Her 36th Day Walk will run into April, which is National Sexual Assault Awareness Month. This year's theme focuses on child sexual abuse prevention. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.